bosses 10,000. See from 10,000 to the 50 lord. If it's in Kendra, it is good normally. You know, Kendras are like moon, so it's good. And if the Tithi Lord is a malefic and aspects the 10,000, then you could end up hurting your boss. So be careful.
Is malefic.
So Tithi Lord in Kendra is normally good, because the bosses are going to be happy. So from the 10th house, you just see how the Tithi Lord is placed. If it's placed in a bad house, then for some reason, your attitude, the relationship with boss is not going to be very good.
No, in this case we will take bad houses from the 10th house.
10th, no.
6th and 12th.
Because there's a boss we are seeing the relationship with.
Mera 10th hi hai, 10th house.
Huh?
Mera Jupiter 7th mein hai, so.
Kendra, very good.
So they have always been actually very favorable to me. And
you have to take 10th house?
Always.
Always, yes.
For me, Mars is the Tithi Lord placed in the 10th from the 10th. So from the 10th house it is having Digbal.
Hmm.
So my bosses used to think that they have got a Hanuman instead of a human being. Right. The impossible task, Sanjay can do it. Don't worry. Sanjay can do it. Just give it to him. Jayendra Khanna. He will handle it. Don't disturb him. So boss, bosses, boss, bosses, boss, bosses, boss. Blind faith. This guy can do anything. Now that's a problem, you see.
Yes.
That's a problem, because end of the day you are suddenly laden with responsibilities which your boss's boss should have got, and suddenly you are getting it. It's like others may think, wow, man, this guy's got so much power. But in end of the day, it's not worth it. They're not paying you more for that.
Absolutely.
Hanuman didn't get paid more for jumping across Sri Lanka. Right? And in the end of the day, poor guy didn't even have food. He had to eat all the garden away. Think about it.
Yeah,
this is the situation.
Absolutely.
Impossible tasks are given to you and you will have to deliver. And you will deliver, because that is the capability. Mars is going to push you to deliver. Right? And so ideally, ideal situation is a Jupiter, because that's the best in the Kendra. Best in the Kendra is Jupiter. I've always liked it very much. Generally, the bosses respect you a lot. They treat you with dignity. They don't treat you like an animal. Come on, jump, come on, jump. What is that? So anytime you want leave, if Mars is that you'll get it, Mars Tithi Lord, you'll never get leave. Then you have to fake things. God knows how many times your great grandmother will die. My great grandmother died, sir. I have to go. Who? Who? Who was that? Great grandmother. Great grandmother. She was alive.
Yes, sir. Her Tithi Lord was very strong. Sir, her Varna Lord was very strong.
Kya karein yaar? Kis ko marenge? Bata. Typical India, you know.
Yeah.
Standard Indian excuses. Yeah. One by one, they'll kill the relatives who have been killed. It's typical Indian excuse. So you see, this is typical. Now you can see why they do it. It's the Mangal which makes you kill people.
Yeah.
Who are, so that's how, yeah.
Tithi Lord is an 8th from 10th.
Superb. Superb. Your boss will tell you to immediately look for a job.
I avoid my job.
Huh?
Generally, I avoid boss.
If he sees you, he will wonder what you're doing here. He will want you to take a job.
He said with a very confidence that my Tithi Lord is an 8th from the 10th. No problem.
Huh?
Mine also is an 8th.
So you also hide from the boss?
I don't face.
See? Same attitude. See the same attitude. Tithi Lord in the 8th on the 10th. Do you see that? They're hiding from the boss. 8th house, hiding, Scorpio, well. You want to be inside a well, don't look at me. I don't want to see the thing.
6th is enemy, sir.
6th
is enemy.
10th to 6th is the third house.
Yeah.
From 10,
MKS. Yeah, you are treating them as if, okay, whatever is the work. It's not enemy, it's just a working relationship. It's not enemy. 6 is actually good. 11th. How is it enemy? So it's not an enemy.
So becomes very strong.
Service becomes very strong. You are serving the boss. You are very determined to serve. This is the thing, this is what I will do, this is my service I will do. You don't build up any relationship more than that.
No relationship. But I get whatever happens.
Yeah, that is the, that is good.
And
the... Third
from the 10th?
Always challenging the boss.
I mean, come on. Third is the house of battle. Why will you want your Tithi Lord in the house of battle with the boss? Why? I mean, didn't you find anybody else to battle? Look at third. What is third house? Third house is battle, to fight, parakrama. I mean, you want to show parakrama with boss? But that's what happens then. If the Tithi Lord is in the third from the tenth, your boss, it feels that you are challenging.
What do you think?
Yes. You also have that? You also smarter than the boss all the time, right?
See,
similar. You see the thing? Exactly similar. That guy is a stupid fool. He doesn't know anything. I'm trying to save his backside and see how ungrateful he is.
Because third is also the house of like peers, right? So you see your boss more as like a peer.
Like
a brother or a colleague. Or
younger brother, younger not even brother. Younger
brother. My boss is my younger sibling.
Boss is younger brother. Yeah. Hey, why have you kept it on the table? Throw it in the dustbin. What the boss? What the hell is this?
Yeah, that's going to be the attitude. Actually.
No. Yeah. She will be bossing around with her boss.
Yeah.
But Guruji, it's from the 10th, so boss should be seeing
10, 11, 12.
Yeah, I know. You and Shri feel the same. Remember when I told you, stop. What's the
your
point?
Tithi Lord is in the 10th.
There's no point. I mean, they don't appreciate it. Simple as that. It doesn't work. You try it.
Not from the boss. It's your 10th.
So look at from 10th to my
boss is
10th. Tithi Lord, yeah. Because the boss sits in the 10th house.
How he looks at it.
Mine is
in 11th.
See, boss is
in 11th. Tithi Lord is in 11th from the?
10, 11, 12.
That is very good, yeah.
Your Tithi Lord is in the 3rd.
Yeah. That is very good.
So attitude of my boss towards me.
So whenever the boss looks at you, he's thinking of his retirement. That give him more work, give him more work.
Something like that.
All the time giving you more and more work.
That's the same thing.
More particularly because his son or his
daughter. So you are a partner to the boss. You are like a colleague.
Correct. Wait, sorry, what is your position? 3rd?
11th.
11th.
So,
like 11th, look, 11th from the 10th is the 8th house.
Oh, 11th from the 10th.
It's the 8th house, but it is good. When you are in a partnership, he's in a partnership, so that's very good. In a business partnership, 8th is very good. But in service, it's not good. Because you cannot treat your boss like a friend or a colleague. I mean, he will not like it. So 3 and 11 is very dicey from the 10th.
And 12, just immediately. Tithi Lord from 10th house.
No, depending. Depending. If it is the Lord of the 10th, then it's not a problem, like in your case. I explained it. It's not a problem when it is the Lord of the 10th, because you will get job easily. You go for interview, you get job like that.
Change of job.
Every time. First interview, you get job. See how lucky? Every time, you just walk into a, you walk into an interview, the job is yours.
Because in her case, the 10th Lord is the Tithi Lord.
10th Lord, Tithi Lord is 9th house, boss.
There will be frequent job change also.
Job bhi chahiye, change karo. She gets the job easily.
Mine is in the third.
What would 10th Lord signify?
Excellent relationship with boss. Excellent relationship. Bosses will trust her like anything.
This is which position?
10th Lord is also Tithi Lord.
Tithi Lord.
Like in your case.
Like in my case.
The bosses will trust you like anything.
10th Lord is Tithi Lord but placed in the third from the 10th house.
So you treat your boss, oh, you have the same thing, Cindy disease.
Cindy.
Oh my God, Cindy syndrome. Cindy, Shri and you. Oh my God. I call that yoga Maharaja yoga. 10th Lord in the 3rd, in the 12th. 10th, ideal situation. 10th Lord in the 12th. And is also Tithi Lord. Maharaja yoga. the boss is my colleague and will do what I say. And the funny thing, the boss will actually do what they say. How pathetic. No? Well, I think Lagna is wrong, right? We should shift it to Mesha.
Anyway, just to tell you, there was a nimitta. We are talking about all these rasas and all. So I didn't do. Somebody sent me a courier package, you know. So I had written to the person, one of my students, that, you know, what is it?
Chatpata.
He wrote back saying amla candy.
Oh,
Venus.
Wow.
For yourself.
Yeah.
Well, day is made. Just back big box of amla candy.
Yeah, this I'm a little bit shocked. It's a huge carton. I thought maybe they're mangoes or something. I asked him, what did you say?
Amla candy. That's enough.
That's
enough stock for 2 years. You can give to some people also.
Yeah, yeah.
Who need Venus? Anybody who needs Venus can collect it. And collect a little bit from her. Yeah, because it's a big carton.
Yeah, it's like a fruit, you know, mango carton.
Some mango carton.
Why did he suddenly send amla candy to me? I don't know. Weird.
You're talking about relationship today and it came.
Huh? It just came and then just before coming to class, he said you write to him.
So you see the point of the Tithi Lord being in the 12th house. But fortunately for it's the 10th Lord also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's also
10th
Lord.
Huh?
10th Lord.
Also, no?
10th Lord and
12th. But, 10th Lord and 12th. But you will over... But I've always seen this. Whenever the Tithi Lord is in 12th house, even these people take their bosses for granted and they just tell them that they're stupid fools. Basic attitude is their boss is a stupid fool.
And if it is, if Mars is involved, it will more be reverse. Like,
Saturn, they're going to exalt Saturn. See what she thinks. They're actually stupid, she says. They're actually stupid.
Okay.
She is just being diplomatic. I know what he thinks.
Just before coming here, I had a fight.
You again did it. Oh,
what's
shit.
The Tithi Lord?
Mercury.
Oh.
As you told, you know, the Mercury supports the subordinates, if he was there. So, I was on the wrong side, maybe, supporting them, and there was a huge fight, and this thing happened.
Protecting the subordinate.
Yeah.
Mercury always protects subordinates.
So, he was checking off a lot of people, you know, taking people, and then finding he's not paid within 2 days, he'll check. And then I joined. Then I just joined for 2-3 months there, so the contract anyway. So again, along with me, one more guy was there, he wants to check him out. I asked him to stay for 2 months, but I couldn't find him. You know, I have to, because I took the charge and I have to do this job. And I told no more. Is that me? Sorry. It became like that. There must be a reason, but still. You know,
It's always that Mercury thing. Mercury thing. End of the day, this is the problem. Since it is the 10th Lord, you'll also get bosses like that. Have you ever had a female boss? When you get one, it'll be better. Because they'll be in love with you. Then you can do what you want. Because the 10th Lord, you see, Tithi Lord is 10th Lord. So long as you don't make any commitments and once in a while just get some chocolates and this and that and let them keep dreaming in their world, cool. Right? Thanks a lot. Cindy is wondering what she can do to improve her. Anybody's got ideas? What can she do to improve?
I should probably just
be an old boss. I also thought the same.
She should get an old boss.
She should get an old boss.
Own boss.
So the guy can't throw her out because he's too weak.
Exactly.
look
like
at the...
like this one. What do you say? You'll be very weak.
What an idea.
No, they both are saying that they want to be their own boss, and that's what I also felt earlier.
Sometimes I felt
that. Yeah. That's the only thing.
But now you are.
Yeah. I am finally a lot of...
when you became your boss, everything is now in place.
Yes,
and finally, Jupiter is the Lord, of your Tithi and the 10th Lord. Gaurav came and joined. The day Gaurav joined, you became very happy. Why? Because he is Jupiter Atmakaraka. See, in Lagna. See, what did I tell you? Gaurav should come and get trained under you, it'll be nice. Naigarav, expert Jyotishi you will become. You'll become the anchor of whatever is happening upstairs. I have got no idea. What shows that, you see this Mangal, as my Tithi Lord, is in the 10th from the 10th. You see, I don't like to go to office at all.
10th from 10th.
Because the moment I go to office, I feel all the world's problems will turn upon my shoulder. That is the experience you will have. Every day will be like a battle.
Hmm.
Office place will be
better. Typical. You know, typical.
10th Lord in Lagna.
No, no, my Tithi Lord is Mars. It is in the 10th
from
the
10th house.
Yeah. So that's why I chose something like... I don't want to record the ministry. Do you get the idea? The Tithi Lord is placed in such a way that is designed to ultimately pull you. Because what's happening is the society, you don't know. Maybe this is good, maybe that is good, maybe... But over experience, gradually you will get pulled. The sooner you go there, the better it is. Like Cindy has realized at a very young age that it's better for her to work alone. Of course it is better. It is third from the tenth. Wherever you go, it's going to be a battle. You are realizing this. And look at the age difference.
Because for me, it's 15, 16 years, 18 years now in India. Everywhere it has become.
So it took you that long, but you see, you still kept on trying because you're Jupiter.
Yeah, so sometimes for many other reasons, you know.
Whatever it is, somehow it is this reason, that reason, so the sooner you shift, so will you agree that an exalted Tithi Lord has helped her to come to the decision earlier than your Mercury in Scorpio? Do you see my point? If the Tithi Lord is exalted, you arrive at the right decisions sooner than later. Because it's more helping. End of the day, it's help. You have to reach that destination. You can reach the destination at 40, you can reach it at 20, you can reach it at... Exalted, you'll reach faster. Because it's Narayan who's taking it there. That's the advantage. Yeah, and if it is a malefic sign, it just means that you have to suffer more before you reach that point. Like in her case, it's Aquarius. Right, Tithi Lord, Jupiter
After
is in Aquarius.
10 years of working, I started working on my own.
It took 10 years, then you started working on your own, right? How long has it taken you? You're still not shifted.
Yes,
see that? Because your Lagna Lord is also there. Same here, even her Lagna Lord is there. Yeah.
But the headache that you described, 10th from the 10th, Mars in the 7th, might not be because it's 10th from the 10th, but because it was MKS.
Yeah.
Jupiter.
It is nothing. It is nothing to do.
It would be like an exalted.
Of course.
You would be so happy.
Of course.
You would love to go.
No. Let's face one thing. I get all the accolades for my work. Mm. It's 10th from the 10th. It is superb.
It's like
solid.
Solid.
It is.
Work.
And what is more, it's Digbal. From the 10th is Digbal.
Yeah.
I get accolades for my work wherever I do, whoever I've helped, whoever I've taught. Like I'm teaching right now. Students will love it. What I do, I work like Mahadev, with the strength of Mahadev. With that sort of a strength, I work single-handed. I don't need anybody's help. Single-handedly, I execute. I'd rather do it alone than to take 10 people who are incompetent. That's the way I am. For me, competence is very important. It's like you want to walk with Hanuman, you jolly well be Sugriv. That's my attitude. So the point is, after some time you realize, you don't need to take up too much. It's not practical. But with Jupiter, what happens? There is a more balanced flow. You know, it's more smooth. It's not, there's no fire out there. There's no need to jump across to Lanka.
Yeah.
That sort of a thing. You know, it's more smooth. You're working, it's more, it's more happy. Simple as that. It's a happy thing happening. So you like the work, you can be in a job, you can be in business, you can be in anything. You're happy. It's a happy scenario. So did you get the idea of the 10th house?
Yep.
And look, what is important again? Relationships. How is the Tithi Lord in the 12th house? Can I say the word extremely spiritual?
Mind is toward everything.
What happens if it is the Lord of the 12th? It is fantastic, isn't it? Because your relationship with the spiritual path, with the gati, is very good. So can I say that if the Tithi Lord is the Lord of the 12th house, you truly are seeking, you're a true seeker. You see that?
It is trine to the fourth. So there is exactly. Something good there, right?
Something very important. It is the dharma of the fourth. It is the mokshayan. It is the ultimate bliss. The ultimate bliss, that which makes you extremely happy. That which gives you the security to sleep comfortably. So, can I say that when the person, if the 12th Lord is also the Tithi Lord, from a very young age you will find your spiritual path or something like that? Very young age, very, you'll be tiny taught. Right? Easily. Tithi Lord in the 12th house, Tithi Lord, Lord of 12th house, it's good. You will get good teachers, good gurus. That's important. You will.
Tithi Lord in 12th house or 12th Lord as Tithi?
My 12th, Tithi Lord is 12th Lord.
Many gurus, easily you will get. Gurus will like you. They will like you. Gurus will like you. Spiritual gurus, they will like you very much. They will go out of the way to help you, teach you. Lagnesh in 12th with the Tithi Lord. Yeah.
I was very adamant that.
Yeah, Lagnesh in 12th with the Tithi Lord. Totally.
Swami
Ranganathan. He is the one, you know, last 15 years he only lived on milk. Only milk, no food. 15 or 20 years, na Beshi?
Yeah, 20
Beshi.
Years.
20 years, na Beshi?
Just only on milk.
Only milk. What a man. He's not man, he's divine. What a person. Wow.
He got from Sarada
Maha. Yeah, directly. And he did not even want to be president. Huh? He did not even want to be president. Forced him literally. Right? I had met him when he had come to Delhi. And I was in government. I used to go, whenever he used to come, he and Gokulanand Maharaj, I used to like them. Gokulanand Maharaj all the time. Used to have these satsangs in the different houses. He used to be, he somehow was able to activate all government fellows. And we used to get this thing about Vivekananda, be honest, do for the country types, you know. Somehow he was able to get us. Gokulanand somehow managed to. He was good that way.
Very dynamic.
Yeah. Huh? And he will not speak much. Sanjay, acha, ekta satsang hoche. I'm coming, Maharaj, I'm coming. All the time. And he will organize, he won't tell anything much. He will just do it very smoothly, everything is done. And
you don't talk much.
They don't talk much, just quietly.
I had an association for 6 to 8 months, but my parents were very, very worried.
Oh, you were there 6 to 8 months?
Yeah.
Oh, you had joined
not her. There. Huh. I was living in Madras. I was doing a study. Then I got initiated and I was regularly going every day. Most of the days I used to be in the evening.
Malapur.
Yeah, Malapur. Then slowly changed. My parents were very worried because it would be bad for them.
Yeah. When they got you married and all that. Yeah. So you see, I'm right. Cindy, you haven't told us about your spiritual because you also have Tithi Lord in the 12th. You are some, which shows that you are, must be dragged towards the spiritual path. Your heart must be there.
Why?
After 26, would you say?
Yeah, it's just...
Because it's in a sign of Venus. You see the point? What I'm trying to teach over here. It's not just the planet. What sign is it? When will the sign mature? Is you... That seed of spirituality is already there. That's your Tithi Lord in the 12th. It's fantastic. But its maturity is happening only at about 24, 26. Natural maturity of Venus. For Shri, it could have been, it's in the house of Mars. So, it can be there or when he's Brahmacharya. You know, when he's a Brahmacharya. 27, 28, yeah. Mars, house of Mars. For Sabani, it is house of Rahu and Saturn, so 36 to 45. But she has been associated with them from what? From birth. They probably have seen you as a baby,
yeah.
Born.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right from the time she was born,
me as a baby in the arms.
They carried you as a baby in the arms. Yeah, yeah. You were their baby, that I know. I stole you from them, that I know. They have told me categorically on my face. So, I always, you know. So, you can see the Tithi Lord in the 12th is a very strong spiritual. Tithi Lord aspecting the 12th, Kendra to the 12th. So, now you see Tithi Lord in the 3rd. Now, see the Tithi Lord in the 3rd. What does Tithi Lord in the 3rd do? It breaks you away from society, but strongly reinforces the spiritual path with the 12th. You see? It is... What does the Tithi Lord in the 3rd house do? It is breaking you away from the world. There is not much attachment, but it's dragging you to the spiritual because the attachment is there. Now you understand the secret meaning. What is the meaning of the Tithi Lord? Why is it there? What is he doing? What is Udeshya Taki?
To grow towards the spiritual.
Exactly. And how can you grow towards spirituality if it does not also break over here? Mm-hmm. So he has to break this to take you there.
So work will be affected, what?
Work is not so much as home is affected. Home is much more. Third house is home is affected more. Work ta kete, not much. Work is not an issue so long as you don't get personal with the boss. So long as you don't get personal, it's fine. And normally they don't. Ekta Mercury a Tithi Lord will not. Mongol ta in the... If Mongol a Tithi Lord is in third, that is a different... So he'll probably wait for the boss to come out and peed dunga.
What a combination, huh?
Because it has full drishti on the 10th, no? Yeah. So he wants the bosses. You are shaking your head, is it yours?
No.
But samajh mein aa raha hai na what it is. And yet the guy is spiritual. It's not that he's not spiritual, but he's angry with the boss for doing something wrong or something like that. And because Mars, he gets agitated. So Tithi Lord as Mars shows of someone who can be reactive, agitative. Tithi Lord Saturn can be depressed. Aye, depressing, get lost. So Cindy, anytime you feel depressed, let me know. I'll get you something to have, some chili or something. Because you see, the moment you get depressed from anybody or anything, you can just throw them away and walk away. Keep that in mind. Your Tithi Lord is Saturn.
Yeah, I just walk away from the people.
Exactly, you throw them and walk away. You just throw them, get lost. I don't want to see your face again, types.
That's my wife too, exactly. Saturn.
Tithi Lord Saturn has this problem. I don't care where it is, huh? Now I am coming to another level of Tithi, the planet. The planet has Tithi Lord. The problem lies with the Tithi Lord's Saturn. It just walk away. You won't even give them a chance to talk. It's so sad, and you'll be chasing them all over the place and trying to explain to them, and they just walk away and they don't talk, and it's so difficult. When somebody doesn't talk, how the hell do you talk with someone who doesn't talk? What a problem. So this formula is very, very important, okay? This taste formula, because that's the only way you can get them to talk. And unless they talk, you really can't amend things. So remember, for Saturn, you got to get them to talk. For Mars, touch. Saturn attitude is, don't talk with me. Mars attitude is, don't touch me. Stay away from me. That's typical Mars. Brahmacharya, no one can touch me types. Get the idea? Whereas Saturn, no one can talk to me. Mauna. So the way you have to break that, unless you break that, the relationship is not improving.
You personally?
No, your spouse has to. So that's your problem. You need that help. So if your spouse doesn't have that a powerful Mercury to talk to you, it can't deal with your Saturn. So you need a spouse with a powerful Mercury, like Mercury, and powerful. The speech has to be calm and soothing to calm you down. Otherwise, you're not going to listen. Did you understand? Saturn, how to deal with Saturn? You have to talk to them. And to talk to them is often very difficult. So you got to start slowly, get them something, taste, get the taste working, and then talk. If your spouse is Mars as a Tithi Lord, don't even try to talk. You don't have to talk. If you talk, it could become worse. The touch. The moment you touch, the negativity of Mangal is gone. That Hanuman attitude right now is over. It's behaving like some jal is allowed now. The Agni is gone. Two things. Mangal is Agni. The water is boiling. Touch will remove it. Did you get the point here?
Yes.
With the Sun as Tithi Lord, there is a slight ego involved. And here, the problem is not really of touch, but one of showing them they are not alone in the planet, that they need to live with others. Though they are happy to live with themselves. Me and my Mahadev types. The Sun as Tithi Lord. Anybody with the Sun as Tithi Lord over here?
Tanita.
No.
Rosie.
Tanita and Rosie.
Oh, so here we have two ladies who think, you know, I'll tell you the attitude. He's nice, but I think I can be better off without him. That is the attitude. I'm better off without him. I think this guy is not going to improve. And always, because they are looking for that perfection in the Sun. And the Sun is lonely. So what sort of a Tithi master is he? He doesn't know duality. He's single. So the tendency of the Sun as the Tithi Lord is like that of Sri Ram, to stay single. Huh? Be careful, be very careful, because you could end up your life staying single. And the funny thing, you think that is actually right. Clear?
No, just.
Can we have some pakoda or something? No. क्या कुछ बना रहा है? मौसम देखो पकोड़े वाला मौसम. हाँ आ गया. देखो बोलते बोलते ही आ गया. मेरा क्या है ये यार?
वाक शुद्धि है. वाक
शुद्धि. वाक शुद्धि नहीं पकोड़ा शुद्धि यार. Food. I do not know what connection. I think I must have had traumatic years in that food ministry. You can just smell it. अच्छा वहाँ पर.
We'll very edited.